At the depths of the recession, about 1 in 5 Kokomo residents was without work. Now it's closer to 1 in 10. But the city's 11% unemployment rate still lags behind the state's 9% figure. Republican mayoral candidate Scott Curran says economic development efforts have allowed large companies like automobile manufacturers, which laid off thousands as the economy soured, to bring back those who had been pink-slipped. But Curran says it's more positions which must now be manufactured.
Our job growth is absolutely going nowhere as far as new jobs. Our foreclosure rate, we're one of 3 cities, you know, in Indiana to make the national statistics. So that's some of the consideration that people take into when they look at economic development. They're like, you know, they want to see progress.
Speaking on WFIU's Ask the Mayor, Kokomo Mayor Greg Goodnight says unemployment does not tell the whole story, adding that the Kokomo metro area, Howard and Tipton counties, has seen a population increase recently.
I think there's a lot of factors you have to look at. And, you know, of course, I understand his job politically is to try to find, cracks in the armor, and I I get that. But if our unemployment was going up and the number of people in the workforce was going down, that would be a horrific trend for any community, and that's not what we're seeing.
Goodnight points to creation of a group of downtown Kokomo business owners formed with the city's help to foster investment in the city center. Curran says if he's elected, he will examine whether the city should continue to fund both its own development department and the Greater Kokomo Economic Development Alliance. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.